So let's get down to the sort of where the money comes from. So state general fund, it's your general tax revenues. It's shown as an add to our trial court trust fund. That's where we spend our trial court money out of. It's a trial court trust fund. And there was, in the 12-13 fiscal year, the share of our overall branch expenditures from the general fund was to a low of 20%. I mean, at one point, we were at a high of 56% of our branch budget was from the general fund. And in 12-13, we were down to 20%. The governor's budget and the budget act upped it to a little over 30%, but that's still a substantial reduction in terms of where our money has been coming from. So just appreciate that we are now converted to some extent to more of a user-based operation, and that has its problems. It creates access issues. So while we've done what we can, we've increased fees by $120 million to cover the gap in what's been cut to what we've unfortunately had to allocate to the trial courts. $120 million in fee increases is a tremendous increase and a tremendous burden on our users. And I suspect that you could all imagine that there are access issues and, you know, reduced access because of those fees being prohibitively high. Trial court trust fund, like I said, it's the core expenditure area for the trial courts. And it gets money from the state general fund, county funds coming through maintenance of effort. When we had trial court funding, there were county contributions and revenues and expenditures. We also have fees coming from civil resources, and then there's other fines and fees that we've increased to generally support the trial court trust fund. To give you some context, in 12-13, these were the estimated revenues. Like I said, the general fund was down to its lowest amount in many, many, many years at $280 million, fees and assessments, $700 million, monies from expenditure, MOEs from the counties of approximately $500 million. So we were about $1.9 billion of revenues in the trial court trust fund. And then we have how we distributed the funds. What was the reason that looks a little bit unusual in terms of a big negative is because what we did was, per the law, how we distributed the funds in 12-13, we should have been distributing $1.7 billion for general court operations. If you see down, there's a large negative. We ended up, because of budget cuts, had to then reduce the allocations out to the trial courts with the expectation that you would use fund balances. Just in quick fund balances, 2 years ago, we're at $560 million. Last year, they were $530 million. We're still not done with this fiscal year, so we're not sure what the numbers will be, but they'll be reduced by a couple of $100 million likely by the end of this fiscal reporting period. You see that the trial court trust fund also funds assigned judges. It funds judicial compensation, so it's not just for trial court operations. There are other court expenditures that occur out of the trial court trust fund. Another important fund that we fund, not necessarily the direct operational cost of trial courts, but many important programs are funded out of what's called the IMF, because I just don't want to say all those other words. The State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, as it says, it funds statewide information technology, things like self-help centers at $505 million, litigation management, complex litigation. Some of CJER's expenditures are funded out of there. Some of my own budget is funded. The cost of this, the Budget Advisory Committee, is funded out of this fund. So it's sort of a cats and dogs, but very important fund. The IT expenditures for LAN-WAN and telecom data, it's like over $30 million is spent on that to support the trial courts. So very important fund, and we will be discussing that at a future meeting in terms of its allocation. But again, it's a very important fund, and in fact, part of its funding has been used to offset trial court cuts. We've transferred $20 million out of this fund to offset trial court operational cuts. Now, don't be alarmed at the complexity of this little flow chart, but it's just sort of give you a sense as to where the money comes from, where does it go. Because people say, well, you know, how is the branch funded? Where do the trial courts get their money? Well, you all have some level of local revenues, and that's not reflected here because these are just state funds. And so just be mindful that we're dealing with what is happening at the state funding level, not at the local revenue level. So you all have differing levels and ability to generate local revenues. Those are a supplement to that bottom right-hand corner of the trial court operations. But sort of to align with what the prior chart was, we have court users and counties providing us a large amount of – yes, Sean?
I had a question on a couple slides back, the trial court trust fund. That one. Mm-hmm. Are the other categories, like assigned judges and some of the other items on there, is that by code or is that by policy?
They're separately programmed in the budget, so they're a different line item. So if you were to look at the actual detail of the budget, there is a program 4510, which is the state trial court operations. There is a specific line in the budget for judicial compensation, a specific line for assigned judges. So the budget has established the breakout. So in essence, the law of the budget is that they're separately identified. And I think that they're separately, the Department of Finance in building that budget funds assigned judges, interpreters, and judicial compensation, I believe, as general fund expenses, whereas the trial court allocations are the mix of general fund and all the other funding sources. But I don't know the history as to why they were broken out that way. I mean, in some cases, it's a matter of transparency, seeing all the individual line items, because the state pays for judges' compensation rather than the trial courts. That was specifically called out. So I don't know if there's anything you can add on that, Stephen. I think, okay, good. I'm learning.
Does that answer your question, Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we have court users. Again, that's been an increasing reliance on court users to fund the branch. As I said, counties providing their MOE, both revenue and expenditure contributions, the state general fund. Some portions of revenues based on statutory splits may be diverted into the Improvement and Modernization Fund, so you can see that there. In some cases, there are direct allocations from the general fund, in particular benefits. So here's an issue where when benefits became a separately funded item in the budget, the Department of Finance had that specifically appropriated, meaning they wanted to see that line item in the budget. But by and large, as you can see, most of the money is flowing into the trial court operations. So, and while we used to have money when the trial court trust fund had additional resources to fund things like the statewide case management system, when that was ceased, the revenues that were earmarked for that became part of the flow to the trial court operations. So there was no spending of that at the state level on CCMS. So we're basically spending as much as we can out of the trial court trust fund that it can reasonably manage given the revenues. You still have to have sort of fiscal prudence. You can't spend all of the money that comes into the trust fund because of its fluctuations. But we're basically distributing every dollar that we can to trial court operations or the specified line items that are in the budget for it.